Hallelujah. Father, we want to bless you and thank you. Jesus, we thank you for your presence in this place. Holy Spirit, we bless you. We cherish this moment. Lord, we take nothing for granted, Lord, but we are grateful of your presence among us this morning. So as we turn to your word now, Lord, we pray, come and speak to our hearts. Come and speak to us. Come and change our lives. Come and change our perspectives of you. Come and set the captive free. Come and remove every mountains, every opposition that is preventing your people to step into their destiny. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says that's how God anointed Jesus with power, with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing goods, setting the captive free, healing those who are sick, breaking chains, bringing hope and salvation. Jesus, you've not changed. Thank you, Lord. You are the Alpha and Omega. Amen. So we need you this morning. We need you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. I need you. Yeah, bro, sarabakandere boho. So would you come? Would you speak to us? Would you meet with your people this morning? Would you do something? Would you heal? Would you set the captive free? Would you draw some people into your kingdom this morning? Jesus, thank you, Lord. But for some of us who are going through that process of making new wine, that process of crushing and pressing, would you give us strength by your Holy Spirit so we may remain in that place till we see victory? In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. How are you today? How are you today? Come on. I say good morning, everyone. Then, yeah, good morning. It was a little bit, but I start, then I say, how are you today? It was a little, how are you today? Good. Are you good today? Yes. I think we can still do that. I know there is a COVID and all that, but I think we can still do that. We can still turn to somebody and say, how are you today? Can we do that? How are you today? Are you good? Is the Lord good for you? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we thank God for what he's doing. And I'm glad and I'm happy, excited to be back, you know, and to be able to share the word of God with you this morning. Hallelujah. It is a privilege that we don't take it, you know, for granted. Hallelujah. Every time the Lord gave us that opportunity, we are grateful. Hallelujah. Amen. So I ask, Lord, come and do wonder this morning in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Amen. Before we go into the word this morning, I just want to stress something quickly about Saturday. So Saturday we're going on the street. We want to be out on the Redditch, you know, and we want to share the gospel. We want to share the good news. We want to bring hope. We want to bring life to people. Hallelujah. Through Jesus operating through our life. Amen. So it's going to be an exciting time, amazing time. So please do not miss that one. And I know you don't want to miss it. So don't miss it. Amen. Well, this morning, the title of my message is a little bit tricky. Jesus and me. Do you like that? Yes. Jesus and me. Do you like that? Now, let's do some like an African way this morning. Come on. Amen. Jesus and me. Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus for you? Which one do you like? Jesus. Oh, they say Jesus and me. All right. Great. You know, There was a moment, Jesus, he kind of engaged in a conversation with his disciples. Anybody has some idea of what I'm talking about, what I'm referring to? He engaged in this conversation with his disciples, and he kind of asked them, who do you, no. He started like this. Do the world says that I am? Me, the Son of Man. So Jesus asked them that question. And this morning, I want us in this place to kind of engage in that thought process and define, because we want to go on a journey. We want to plug into that thought process. Who is Jesus? Because if you see the passage I'm talking about, if you study the passage, that question comes into a volley. I mean, in two aspects. First, it is about them. Who do they say that I am? Because, you know, in Jesus' thinking, he kind of expected that there has to be a difference, you know, there has to be a line with how those who are watching him from afar, those who are listening to him from afar, think about him, and the difference between how and who, those who are with him, his disciple, those who have a relationship with him, how they view and how they perceive him. There has to be a difference. And that difference is a big difference. It matters for you and I. Who do they think that Jesus is? Who do they think that Jesus is? Obviously, they answer him, and some said you are what, Elijah? Some says you are Jeremiah. Some says that you are one of the prophets. And to be fair, they're not wrong, is it? They're not wrong. Because Jesus was doing, and he was just like the definition of those people, of the prophets, teachers. But now Jesus turned to his disciples, and I love that. He turned to his disciples and he said, but you, who do you say that I am? You, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Now, for us to be able to answer, to perceive that revelation, that answer, you know, to be able to get it, it changes everything concerning our lives. It changes everything. It changes everything. Because, you know, I want to be like Jesus. And I guess you want to be like Jesus. The Bible says that as he is, we are in this world. As Jesus is, we are in this world. Hallelujah. And my question is, are you like him in this world? Am I like him in this world? How do you view Jesus? Changes. It's kind of a game changer. It changes everything. As he is, so we are in this world. In fact, I'm going to read John, 1 John 4. 1 John 4:16-18 to you. The Bible says that we have come to know by, this is the Amplified version. We have come to know by personal observation and experience and have believed with deep consistent faith, the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides continually in him. In this union and fellowship with him, love is completed and perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him. Because as he is, we are. As he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but perfect, complete, fully or full-grown love drives out faith, because fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love, has not grown into the sufficient understanding of God's love. As he is, so we are in this world. So my question, as you will guess, is who do you think that Jesus is? Who do you think that Jesus is? Who do you think that Jesus is? Because, you know, to be able to answer this question, you know, who do you think that Jesus is? Who do I think that Jesus is? Jesus, who do I think that you are? Who do you think that I am? You know, to be able to answer this question, there must be, you know, a sort of a divine connection or a divine download. There cannot be a human perspective answer to be right for that question. Who do you think that Jesus is? Only by revelation. Only by the help of the Holy Spirit that we can be able to say, you are. You are. We can be able to say, you are. Obviously, Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of God. And this translation says, you are Christ, the anointed one of God. Who do you say that Jesus is? This must be more than defining somebody's identity through their physical and ancestral lineage. There must be more than that. There must be more than that. The question Jesus asks requires a spiritual perspective. One must see and answer through the spiritual or a spiritual eyes. This thought process must involve inputs from heaven. There must be a pure revelation from the Holy Spirit. I mean, I'm constantly praying this for myself, for my family. Jesus, we want to know you more. I want to know you more. Jesus, I want to know you more. Jesus, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. This thought process must involve an input from heaven. There must be a pure revelation from the Holy Spirit. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asked. And I'm asking you the same question this morning. Can you answer that question right now? Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say that I am? Now, let's listen to John. Let's listen to John. 1 John chapter 1:1-3. Now John says this. He said, listen to this. I am writing about what existed from the beginning. He's trying to answer the question of who Jesus is. Now he said, I am writing about what existed from the beginning. What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, gazed upon, and touched, and with our hands handled concerning the word of life. The one who existed even before the beginning of the world, Christ, and the life, an aspect of his being was manifested, and we have seen it as eyewitnesses and testified and declared to you the eternal life who was already existing with the Father and was actually made visible to us, his followers. What we have seen and heard, so we also proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship as partners with us. And indeed, our fellowship, which is a distinguishing mark of born-again believer, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Jesus Christ. John is trying to conclude. John is trying to give a sort of definition to who Jesus is. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say that Jesus is? They say prophet. They say teacher. No. Jesus is not just a man. He is not just a prophet. Jesus is not just, you know, an historical figure. Jesus is not just the son of Mary and Joseph. No, Jesus is not just a great teacher or the greatest teacher that walked on this earth. No. He's not a philosopher. Jesus is far greater than that. He is far greater than that. The Bible says, in the beginning, what was the word? And the word was with God. And the word was God. John is saying that, look, the person, Jesus, that we kind of share our life with, we ate with him, we walk with him, we participate in his doing, we see him doing miracles, we see him, we kind of relate with his parents, Mary, Joseph, his brother James, and the rest. But no, I'm not talking about that. My perspective is far greater than that. I've seen through that. I've seen the word of life. Amen. The word of life is not the person in flesh, but I've seen the word of life, the word of life. That's what he said in the beginning. I mean, what I've seen, the revelation that I have changes my perspective of him. That's why John was able to give us those sort of revelation. Who do you say that Jesus is? The question remains. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? You know, the problem we have in church, the problem we have in church is that our understanding of God, our understanding of Jesus is based more, or for some cases, purely on the teaching that we receive, but not on our personal relationship and experiences with him. We rely more on Sunday morning. We rely more on Pastor Robin or Andrew, Joshua. We rely more on those who come and teach us. We sometimes even rely more on reading our Bible like good students. No, there must be more than that. To know Jesus requires more than that. To know Jesus requires more than that. Hallelujah. You must know Jesus. I say 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 we must know Jesus. You must know Jesus. We must know Jesus. It changes everything. Everything, 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 the way we live, everything, the way we conduct ourselves, everything, the way we are, the way we respond to the challenges of this world. It changes everything, the way we pray, hallelujah, the way we worship. It changes everything, the way we see ourselves. It changes everything. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say that I am? Jesus said. You know, there was a moment I was on a mission in Italy with a group of people. So we kind of identified where we will go and do the outreach on that night. You know, in Italy, especially summertime, people, they don't, you know, during the day, they're not out like that because it's too hot. But from, let's say from 5, 6, 7 o'clock, people start flooding on the streets. And at nighttime, you think like, you know, when you go to Oxford streets, you know, at nighttime on the streets, on the marketplaces, that's how Italy, you know, the places become, they come alive. So we went there in the morning and then we identified the place where we will do the outreach, a marketplace. We pray and then we retreat. Then, you know, the evening we went to the church as, you know, we plan to do on Saturday and pray. Then we kind of identify and, you know, give responsibilities. My responsibilities on that meeting then was to pray in the background. And when they preach, you know, when they preach, then we're going to engage in a conversation one-to-one with people. And then I would have one Italian guy to translate for me. Then we were now in the car going to that place where where the thing's going to happen. Then the person, the guy who was chosen to preach, suddenly, I don't know why, but he declined. And the leader of that mission just turned to me and said, "Emmanuel, are you ready for it? Can you do it?" Obviously, I've learned to do something. Never to say no to God. Never to say no when the opportunity comes. And I say yes. I mean, I was, my goodness. I wasn't prepared. What am I going to say? I've already said yes. So how am I going to do it? Oh, my goodness. Then we went. And the time comes, you know, it was big. You know, choreography, music, all this dance. And but the time comes for the message. And they call me. And then I've shared, you know, with great humility. And then, after I've preached, then people, great crowds gathered. And now after I finished preaching, then the plan was that people will go two by two and talk to the crowd. At that moment, I just finished my work and I retreated. And I'm, you know, drinking my water and chilling out, thinking about my gelato, you know. Then a couple came to me. This couple, I will never forget that. This couple came to me. They're kind of not that old, maybe middle age, 60 plus middle age. No? Okay. Oh, my goodness. Wow. In Italy, it is, yes. They look very young. So, you know, they came to me and the man asked me. He said, "We are Catholic. Now you tell me the Jesus you are preaching about, is he different from my Jesus? Because I can see life in you when you are preaching. This is not my words." He said, "That Jesus you're talking about, it seemed to me that there is a difference between the one you are talking about and the one I've known, the one I've been preached to, or you know, the one they show me, the one, you know, that Jesus is seemed to be different." Wow. I say to the guy, I say, "Well, all I know is Jesus. I don't know what you've seen, but if you want, you can come and experience what I'm talking about." I connected him with the pastor, the local pastor, and then this story, his journey probably began. Who is Jesus? I heard last week, I think it was Andrew giving this testimony. He said there was a moment, long time ago, he asked one of his aunties. The lady was about 80 years old, great Christian. And he asked her, what do you want for your birthday? Something like that. For your life. And she said, I just want to love Jesus more. I just want to love Jesus more. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say that? Who do you say that I am? How are we doing with time? Who do you say that I am? It is amazing how sometime some born-again Christian can assess their Christianity in a testing or challenging time and come to the conclusion that God doesn't exist. Or come to a conclusion that, oh, maybe I made a mistake. Oh, my goodness. How? Hallelujah. You know, testing time is the moment we kind of need to stand on the word of life. Amen. And see that wine, new wine come out. So I want to tell you, if you are going through a testing time, a challenging time, say amen, hallelujah, because great thing is coming your way. God is going to do something amazing in your life, hallelujah. There is, he said, there is no a reward without going through the process of that racing. But before that, there is a preparation that you have to make, hallelujah. You have to subject your life, your body, to a hardship before you get the prize. By talking about the athletes. So why? Is it that when... Oh, I got a headache. Oh, I can't pay my bill this week. Oh, my kids are... I'm sorry to say this. I am so sorry to say this, but I'm going to say it. Especially in the West. Especially in the West. Our relationship with God is defined by how we feel. No. The Apostle Paul, he understood. He said, though I am weak, hey, I am strong. Though I am weak, I am strong. He said, through my weakness, his power, his grace abounds. Now, we want to have testimony, but we don't want to endure. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say that Jesus is? Hallelujah. When times are hard, we must stand on the truth of the word of life and proclaim the word of God. Proclaim the word of God for our lives because we want to see his glory. He says, though the fig tree doesn't blossom and there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olives fails, and the field produce no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. Am I preaching to somebody here? Am I preaching to somebody here? You are online. I know many people are online watching today, following the service today. I am saying to you, remain where you are. Don't make decision. You know, you don't make decision in a testing time. You stand on the word of life, on the word of life, and see what Jesus is going to do with your life. And I promise you, very soon, something great is going to happen to you. Even in this place, something great is going to happen. Hallelujah. I finish. Luma, please. But I wonder if you want to reset your priority in this place. I wonder if you are online watching from home and you kind of want to take one step further to your relationship with Jesus. I wonder if you are here and challenging and testing time are kind of, they are kind of proving to be hard, it seems to be more than you can handle. But I want to tell you something. Jesus said that, you know, there is no that testing time that can come your way that you cannot, you won't be able to handle. If it comes to the point where you cannot, he will come and carry you. Hallelujah. So I wonder if you are in that position, in that place today. I wonder if you've been praying for some healing in your life or your family's life. I wonder if you were praying for your child or your children because they're not walking the way they should, and you know it. I wonder if you are not seeing what he promised you, and you are constantly asking yourself, Jesus, have you spoken? Did you say that? I want to tell you that, you know, he is somebody that is backed up by his track record. Hallelujah. What he said. And when he said it, he will do it. And I wonder if you are here today and you want to stand on your feet. I wonder if you know clearly the call of God upon your life. You know clearly the path that you should take, but things are hard. Can you stand on your feet? I wonder if you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus in a new way and say, yes, Jesus, give me that download from heaven. I want to know who you are. I want to have a revelation of who you are, who you really are. Because I want to be a world changer. Jesus. Please lift up your hands to heaven now and receive the grace. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Jesus, you are. You are the Son of God. You are. You are the one of life. Jesus. Jesus, you are amazing. Shakala brosoto lobo sende le beke tata. I truly believe that we are kind of in that theater. Is that how they call it? Where the surgeon perform, you know, that surgery where they put things into places, where they find solutions for what is broken. I think that we are in that place now where the Holy Spirit is working among us right now, and He is fixing destiny, He is fixing life, He is putting things together. Hallelujah. So receive it at home. Receive it. Receive it. Jesus, He is the Word of life. Jesus, He is the Word of life. You need His life. His life is more than healings. His life is more than job. His life is more than the circumstances that you are going through. Jesus is the Word of life. His life is everything. Hallelujah. Receive His life now. Receive His life. Receive His life. Receive His abundant life. Receive His life. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your life. Sha-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. I also want to give the opportunity to somebody online or in this place to say yes to Jesus. So if you are online, you want to say yes to Jesus. I am talking about this Word of life. You have no idea how to connect with Him. You have no idea. You have not experienced what I'm talking about. He is waiting for you. He is waiting for you. He wants to do you good. Hallelujah. Connect now with the people that are hosting now, and they will help you. Hallelujah. The only thing you need is to say, Jesus, come into your life, into my life. Make me new. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. So if there is somebody in this place that want to say yes to Jesus or want to rededicate his life, I want to see your hands. I want to see your hand. The Bible said this is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. It's very important. Very important. Don't leave this place without saying yes to him. Hallelujah. No. If there is no one, then we are all saved. And we're going to press into worship now. Hallelujah.